Welcome back to Farm Talk. I will remind folks, I usually play the quick take from our buddies, Kyle and Jason, on Wednesdays, but we were out yesterday at the Grand Farm event, so we didn't get a chance to play that yesterday. So sorry for the delay, but we got it in today. And speaking of the delay, boy, I've been running with one hand behind my back. And I tell you what, another guy that's been super busy today. It's time now for our Crop Talk segment. We're going to bring in Rodney Agnes, Legacy Seeds, up in the, gosh, I was just there, Langdon area. They've had a great pizza from Sporty's. In fact, it was so good, I took a picture of it. So that's how good it was.
Yeah, it is good pizza, and I'll tell you what, it'll make you fat if you're not careful.
Well, I missed out on the chicken. I guess Mick got the chicken last year at the Eagles Club, but they weren't doing it the day that I was there. They need to spread that out a little bit, but I'm assuming you've been there for the chicken.
Time is everything.
It is.
Yes, many times.
All right. Well, let's talk about what you've been doing, because I called you earlier, and you were also a day late and a dollar short. You were busy, 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 so what kind of things have you been working on Legacy Seed?
Well, this is the when the Indian really works really hard.
Oh boy.
I tell that to everybody. This is my go time. So, yeah, it's been really really busy putting out a lot of beans. Still doing a little bit of delivery of corn and sunflowers, and it's good. It's a good challenge. I love a good challenge.
Yeah, I think the day that I was there was last Thursday. That was the day it was 42 degrees for the high. That day, and I think the winds matched. Fortunately, you guys have gotten some heat and some dryness, I hope, in the fields, correct? Is most everybody out, or is there still some areas that are pretty wet?
I tell you, in our area right here, it's, everybody's kind of really going. I talked to a farmer just a little bit north and west of Edinburgh, and he's struggling. He's really struggling to find dry ground. He had a mini track hole trying to dig a planter out, and a neighbor of his got a harrow stuck in the field, and then they got the tractor stuck. So I didn't realize that pocket was there, but he keeps telling me, he said, I'm planting corn until the 10th of June, so here we go, baby.
Oh, well, we've proved, though, we can do it and definitely get it out of the ground as long as Mother Nature doesn't get too crazy with an early winter or anything. And I don't even want to think about that. We haven't even got December yet, although technically it feels like it sometimes. Did you get any of the...
No, because...
Go ahead.
Because a little over a month ago, we had a snowstorm, so now we're planting and... Let's not talk about snow until November.
Have you gotten any of the recent rain? It looked to me like most of it has stayed south of like the Langdon and kind of Devil's Lake area.
We've pretty much missed out on all of the rains. I was just talking to a farmer this morning. I delivered his truck, and he said yesterday he had to quit because he got 20 hundreds. And he's from where I'm at now, he's only like 8 miles away, and I thought, you got 20 hundreds here? Yeah, I had to quit.
Oh,
it was balling up on my Packers, and over here we didn't get nothing. So it's really spotty. It's just a big old cloud that all of a sudden dumps through a funnel and little strainer on there and just kind of spreads it out a little bit. But no, for the most part, we need a rain. Guys are a little tentative about putting their canola in the ground right now because the topsoil is really, really dry. And with canola, you don't want to tempt fate and try to, you know, chase moisture, because that ain't gonna work.
Right, and I heard the flea beetles are making a home pretty close to you too, so they're out. They're waiting.
Yeah,
canola.
The spray pilots are just licking their chops. They just can't wait to get out there and buzz them fields.
Oh, I bet. How much emergence is there any? I mean, obviously we've been talking about waiting and planting going on right now, but is there any emergence popping up or some stuff?
Yes, there's a lot of wheat that is poking through, and another guy just called me just before I got here, and he said that his beans are starting to break ground, and they're starting to poke through, and that he dug up one field of beans that... he just dug in there and found some. And he said, yep, there's sprouts on the beans, and I planted them 3 days ago. So they're doing what they're supposed to, and I can't believe it. Warm ground, good moisture, and good heat on the outside. that's going to make things grow in a hurry.
Oh, I absolutely bet. Legacy Seed, you mentioned you were still delivering some seed. If somebody is still maybe looking for something that's broke loose and have some more ground than they thought, or maybe I've heard of some switching going on too. So is it too late to get some product from Legacy?
Absolutely not. It's never too late. I'll even deliver it in July if I have any left.
How about if it's in Hettinger? You're gonna go out there? It's probably a little bit too far for you.
That's for Cowboy.
Well, he's just as close.
Cowboy, I'll send him. He ain't doing nothing anyways.
Okay. All right. Well, for anybody that wants to find out more about Legacy Seed, what's the best way? Website, call you, or all of the above?
Yeah, all of the above. You can get on the website and go to www.legacy.com. Give me a call, 701-370-9005, and I will talk you right through what you need.
Very good. You guys, here's the other part again. You and Cowboy and Jim and Dan and all you guys have been doing this for a long time, so that's the great thing about Legacy Seed. If you have something as a grower, you buy the product Legacy Seed, and you have something that pops up, you guys usually have the answer.
Absolutely. If you're in the tri-state area, jump up on the website and find us, and one of us will point you to the right direction and get you what you need in the ground.
Okay, sir. Well, you take care. We'll visit with you guys coming up in about a week.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Eric.
All right, thank you. Rodney Agnes again with Legacy Seed up in the Langdon area. Speaking of Langdon, we're going to be having their station join us here in just a matter of minutes. The second hour of Farm Talk coming up, and we got a busy